influence natural, you might say, if you want to use that word, for non-white people to not understand that they are prisoners of war when they are born in prison and never known anything else other than that. In economics, in education, in entertainment, labor, law, politics, religion, sex, and war.
This is Neely Fuller, y'all. Black author, activist. He's an older fella.
They are war prisoners, prisoners of that war. Already born that way, in prison, behind those walls. Absolutely, and they do it even at the what we call the lowest level. They'll tell you that you are now a high school graduate. You say, well, how am I a high school graduate? Because I said so, and here's a piece of paper that I made out 15 minutes ago, and I put your name on it, and I'm giving it to you. Because I'm the one who determines what people know and what they don't know.
He's talking about how white people dominate and run most spaces, like I've been saying, but he just says it way better than me.
I'm the God here. So I'm saying that you know these things. And so you take the piece of paper and you look at it and you say, now, okay, that's nice. It sure is pretty. You know, it looks good. Got my name on it too. Say, okay, I gave you the piece of paper saying that you now have a degree of knowledge that I have given you. And I put your name on it that I have given you. And you say, okay, now what can I do with this? I'll talk to you about that later. Well, what do I do in the meantime? Just try to stay out of trouble. Then I'm going to see to it that you get in.
Oh, well.
But you go over there to this building or that building and get in line, and we might have something for you. Depends on how I feel by the time you get there, by the time you get over there in my brother's place. Because you can't do nothing with that piece of paper except what we say that you will do with it.
Here's some Paul Mooney.
It's like that Woody Allen. Is that a freak? Woody freaky ass Allen. Some people raise their own grass. He's growing pussy. Ain't that a bitch? Had that little girl since she was 9. I'm not fucking a his. What you running on about? Not a bitch, because I got the nerve to say it. Ooh, he's tearing up that pussy. Please, come on. It's a damn shame. I hope he don't marry that girl. That's legally his daughter. She'll be her own mama. I hope you don't marry. She'll be talking to herself all the time. Can I go out? Oh, sure, take the keys, stay out. Thanks, Mom. You seen his new movie? Make Room for Daddy. Oh, I didn't mean that. I love it. Try to protect that little freak. Fuck him. I don't care because he's creative. That don't change him from being a little freak. He's a dangerous little motherfucker. I love it. Try to protect that little freak. Fuck him. I don't care because he's creative. That don't change him from being a little freak. He's a dangerous little motherfucker. I'm sure you let your little 18-year-old get an autograph. Go up and talk to Woody. You won't ever see her again.
Yeah, and we got Cinco de Mayo coming up too soon. So for all you racist people, black and white, I don't care what color you are or who you are, You're out here hating on Latin people and stuff like that. And I don't want to see none of y'all celebrating Cinco de Mayo, eating tacos and drinking tequila and all that stuff. And do your own things. Yeah, I get tired of that. People acting like they own this country and shit like that. Go do your research. Mexico was stolen. Why do you think places are called San Juan, San Jose, San Bernardino, Santa Barbara? Those are Latin names.
It's like, oh, we don't build the wall. We don't get out of here. We don't want them here.
This is their land. Mexico was California, parts of Texas, parts of Nevada, Colorado, Arizona. Go do your damn research. Yeah, but that's one thing that truly bothers me is the people that don't want Mexicans around. They're talking about all that build the wall and all that shit, but then they're out celebrating Cinco de Mayo and stuff. Thanks for listening to this morning's episode. And to kick it off after the intro, I'm going to play some Styles P, Nas, Jada. You know what I'm saying? Here we go. I don't know what that noise just was, but here's the music, y'all.
Nigga go under because of his hunger. This game is risky. If a nigga slips 6 feet, all these niggas really miss me. Dead partners too soon. All these niggas flipping on me because I won't give no loot to them. Sometimes I wonder. Sometimes I wonder.
Ghetto boy chillin', represent for the niggas in the hood and how they livin'. Heavy metal concealing, hustle until you touch it. 9 to 5, it's her dealing. It don't matter how I get it, I got it. I'm feeling, I don't have none. I'm out my paper, nigga, ass come. Don't get confused on how the cash come. Never. By any means necessary, better. Get up off your ass and get my money before I stretch ya. Out in front your doorstep, when I ran into 4-5, you can make arrangements with man a ghost, yo. See, I come from them cuts for real. Nuts long before this rap came, up the deal. I survived the game of life, nigga, up some skills. Crossing me in any way, this musty. I'm alive, he came, he busted, he left. I wouldn't have made for sure I was dead. Oh, this show, yeah.
Sometimes I wonder, will a nigga go under because of his hunger?
Styles P gon' had the best verse, watch.
These niggas really miss me. Dead partners too soon. All these niggas flipping on me because I won't give no loot to them. Sometimes I wonder. Sometimes I wonder.
There's nothing like the feels about being in the building. All of a sudden, the good guys turn into the villains. Pure satisfaction inside of the action. You see it in the games, feel it in the captions. This is full contact. Winning is a contract. Don't ever forget that. Losing is a setback. You can learn a lot, though. It's all about the clock, though. Win, lose, or draw. The game never stops, though. Worry about the critics or the analytics. This ain't something you play. You really have to live it. Half the battle is known. The proof is to show them. But they won't see you coming until they see you going. Soar as high as you can. Don't ever stop flying. There's heaven and winning and hell and not trying. Face all fears before they face you. And don't chase victory. Let it chase you. The game.
Sometimes I wonder, will a nigga go under because of his hunger? This game is risky. If a nigga slips 6 feet, will these niggas really miss me? Dead partners too soon. All these niggas flipping on me because I won't give no loot to them. Sometimes I wonder. Sometimes I wonder.
Filled with disgust. What should I discuss? Make a lot of money, becomes a lack of niggas you could trust. Dealt the bullshit in, but I played the royal flush. Got a bad habit, this black golf rabbit was a clutch. We was just teens, my nigga, and BWs. Now as a grown man, nigga, I need W's.
trying to trouble you, nigga. I'm trying to bubble you. That could be a money scar. Are you lovable? If you ain't one of my niggas, I'm not huggable. Try to extort me, nigga. I'm not thuggable. Chucking the brown, yelling out good grief. But is grief good if you come from the hood street?
Sometimes I wonder, will a nigga go under because of his hunger? This game is risky. If a nigga slips 6 feet, will these niggas really miss me? Dead partners too soon. All these niggas flipping on me because I won't give no loot to them. Sometimes I wonder. Sometimes I wonder.
Peace. Peace and blessings. This is DBJ. It's Saturday morning, April 28th. And it's my favorite day of the week as well. More NBA playoff basketball coming up today at noon. You know, Milwaukee time. We made it to the weekend, y'all. Hope everyone's doing okay this morning. I'm doing well. Michelle's doing well. Just sitting here in the lab on my laptop. And got the coffee going. Just let the pets out. Well, you know, let Charlie out. Stuff like that. So I'm just watching some Soul Train. Checking out the news. And it's supposed to be 80 degrees here in Milwaukee today. I think it's maybe supposed to possibly rain, but at least the weather will be decent. So, looking forward to get out and getting some fresh air, some sun, and yeah, watching some more basketball, and then celebrate my brother's birthday tomorrow with the family, and yeah, other than that, just looking forward to rest and relaxation for the weekend. So I thought this morning we would do some missing person cases here in Milwaukee County. And we still have, well, as of, on the list I have, and this is the NAMIS website, that's N as in Nancy, A, M as in Mary, US, so it's the NAMIS website, and this is a, you know, a missing, unidentified, unclaimed person's website, you know, and you can obviously type in whatever state, and it has information, for people that are missing in every state. And I believe this list is current. I've refreshed it twice already, so I believe that this website is updated. So I'm gonna pull up some cases. I'm gonna just do all 20 of them and help get this information out here and see if we can help locate some missing people. There's black people, there's white people, there's Latin people. Like, we're not making this about race this morning, not whatsoever. So I'm gonna go through all 20 of them, and yeah, so that's what we're doing this morning. I hope life's treating everyone well. Please go out and do something good for somebody, you know what I'm saying? Stay safe out here and enjoy your weekend, and I'll be back in a second. Okay, so this first individual that we're gonna try to locate, and this is actually the third time now that I've done this person right here. My point is, it's sad, like, cause she still hasn't been found. You know what I mean? It's sad, I hate that shit. Like, just the thought of, like, somebody missing. Like I was saying, like, that, I can't even fathom that thought of, like, just thinking about, like, Michelle telling me, hey, I'm about to go take Charlie outside, you know, take the dog out, and then, like, she just never comes back upstairs and shit. Like, that's what's happening to, like, some of these people. They're going places and shit, and then they just never return. That's, I can't even imagine that shit. So the first individual, her name is Ayanna Krzyzanowski. That's K-R-Z-Y-Z-A-N
WOSKI, female black, missing from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. She has not been seen since March 29th of 2023. So she's been missing for about a year and 2 months. Currently, she would be 16 years old. So she went missing when she was 15. No middle name. Once again, Ayanna Krzyzanowski, KRZYZANWOSKI. Female, black, 5'3", 150 pounds. We got the circumstances of the case. She was last known location was Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53206. Missing from Milwaukee County. Physical descriptions, black hair, brown eyes, and that's it. You know, transportation notes, all they say is that she was last seen on foot. You know what I mean? So, like, there's very minimal information on her. So, if anyone has any information on her, please call Milwaukee Police Department Sensitive Crimes Division. And you can holler at Kiana Vines, officer, at 414-935-7405. Once again, call Milwaukee Police Sensitive Crimes Division if you have any information on Ayanna Krzyzanowski, female black, 5'3", 150 pounds. Call 414-935-7405. Let's see if there's any more documents or any case information. That's it. Yeah, that's sad. That's the third time that we've done this story. It's like when I click on them, I'll be hoping that like there'll be some new information, you know what I mean? So let's get on to the next one. Okay, this next individual we're gonna be trying to look for is Sarah J. Martin, female, white, Caucasian. She's been missing since November 22nd, 2001, from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. She's been missing for 22 years, man, or 23 years. And she went missing at the age of 24, and they're saying her current age would be 46 now. Once again, this is Sarah J. Martin. Female, white, 5'3", about 110 pounds. Last seen November 22nd, 2001, from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Milwaukee County. Physical descriptions are saying she has blonde or strawberry hair, blue eyes, saying she has a scar or a mark on her abdomen and scar on her upper leg. I don't know, maybe she had like a C-section or something like that, if she had a kid or something maybe. I'm just guessing. But they're saying she has a scar on her abdomen and a scar on her upper leg. And that is all the information they have on her. Once again, Sarah J. Martin, female, white, Caucasian. She's been missing since November 22nd of 2001. So she would currently be 46 years old, 5'3", 110 pounds. If you have any information, call Milwaukee Police Department, Sensitive Crimes Division. Once again, you can holler at Kiana Vines, that is a police officer, at 414-935-7405. Once again, Sarah J. Martin, female, white, Caucasian, 5'3", 110. See if they have any information. Just saying she has a scar on her abdomen and a scar on her upper leg. Very minimal information. Sarah J. Martin. If you have any information on her, please call that number I just left. Next individual is a Kimberly Sipp. Kimberly Sipp, S-I-P-P, female, black. She has been missing since January 1st of 1999, y'all, from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. So she has been missing for 25 years. They're saying she went missing at age 23 and that she would currently be 48 years old right now. So she's been missing for 25 years, man. Chosen name, Tanya Austin. Date of birth, 9/20/1978. Female, 5'7", 135 to 150 pounds. Date of last contact is January 1st, 1999. From Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53233 in Milwaukee County. They're saying Kim Simp went missing approximately 16 years ago, January 1999, from Milwaukee County, Wisconsin. Black hair, brown eyes. They're saying she has a tattoo. The right forearm has a rose. The right hand has love tattooed on the fingers. And the upper right arm states Kim. Once again, the right forearm has a rose. The right hand has love tattooed on the fingers. And the upper right arm states Kim. So, if anyone has seen or heard anything from Kimberly Simp, female black, she's been missing for 25 years, it sounds like, yep. She went missing at age 23, and she would currently be 48 years old. So once again, black hair, brown eyes, saying she has a tattoo on her right forearm that has a rose, one on her right hand that has love tattooed on the fingers, and the upper right arm states Kim. And then I'm going to just leave the contact information. If you have any information on Kimberly Simp, call Milwaukee Police, District 1 at 414-933-4444. 414-933-4444. Let's go to the next one, man. This is sad, dude. That's just crazy. This is a Nahida Ahmed Khatib, K-H-A-T-I-B as in boy, female, white. Date of last contact, October 1st, 1976. Damn, ain't nobody seen this lady since 1976. Dude, I was three or four years old or some shit like that. Missing from Wauwatosa, Wisconsin. She went missing at age 30, and they're saying she would currently be 78. So, quick math, what's that, 48 years? Fuck, man. She's like, I hate to say it, but she's probably dead, man. Either just natural causes. You know, I know sometimes when people, like, are missing, they, like, choose to go missing. I know that that does happen for whatever reason, you know what I'm saying? But I still think, you know, the majority of these people that go missing, they've been harmed or kidnapped or murdered. So her legal first name is Nahida, that's N as in Nancy, A-H-I-D as in David, A. Middle name, Ahmed, and then the last name is Khatib, K-H-A-T-I-B. Female, 5'2 to 5'3, 125 pounds. Last known location was in Wauwatosa, Wisconsin. That's in Milwaukee County. And then it just says Nahida Khatib was last seen in Wauwatosa, Wisconsin on October 1st, 1976. She has brown hair, brown eyes. Both of her ears were pierced. They're saying that she has a scar on her abdomen and then a scar on her forehead as well. Clothing and accessories, they're saying she had a green robe and fur slippers. Once again, a green robe and fur slippers. Wow, that's all the information they have on her. If you have any information, call the Wauwatosa Police Department, and you can holler at Lisa Hudson at 414-471-8430. 414-471-8430. And if you have any information, you know what I'm saying, holler at Lisa Hudson. She's the detective there at the Wauwatosa Police Department. Man, okay, go to the next one. This is Vanessa Smith. Vanessa Smith, I remember her name too before. I think this is like the third time I've done it. but we'll keep doing it. Vanessa L. Smith, female, black, missing since December 31st, 1990, man. So she's been missing for like 34, 35 years from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. They're saying she would currently be 68 years old right now. So this is Vanessa L. Smith, missing, female, black, 5'1", 130 pounds. Last seen December 31st, 1990. In Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and that's in Milwaukee County. It says, Miss Vanessa L. Smith's aunt reported on July 25th, 1991, that they haven't seen or heard from their niece since New Year's Eve, 12/30/90, prior to missing. The last time she was seen at a public venue was at the Ambassador Hotel, 2308 West Wisconsin Avenue. Yeah, I remember reading this one. What was it, like probably a couple weeks ago? She was accompanied with her boyfriend, who was arrested and detained. Mrs. Smith was later observed with her former boyfriend, who claims he last seen Mrs. Smith on January 1st, 1991, when he observed her call a cab company. He stated that he walked her to the exit of his apartment building, but failed to see Mrs. Smith get into the cab, or does he know the name of the cab? Or does he know the name of the cab? Physical descriptions, hair color brown. They're saying that she wears light colored wigs. And then she has brown eyes. Scar on her face, abdomen, left eye, left finger, lip, and neck. Once again, she has scars on her face, abdomen, left eye, left finger, lip, and neck. So if you have any information on Miss Vanessa L. Smith, call Milwaukee Police Department, Sensitive Crimes Division. Once again, holler at Kiana Vines at 414-935-7405. See if we have any other information. That's it. Man. And then we will go to Tarina Hopgood. I know I've done this one a few times as well. Man, I really hope that we can find some individuals. I'll just be sometimes hoping to be, because sometimes the names just kind of get stuck in your head, and then you'll just be, when you're watching the news and stuff, you'll be hoping to hear some good information. Tarina Hopgood. It's H-O-P-G-O-O-D, female, black. Missing since May 10th of 2004, so she's been missing 20 years here. From Milwaukee, Wisconsin. They're saying she would currently be 52 years old. That's Tarina Hopgood. Chosen name slash nickname or aliases would be Hanford. That's H-A-N as in Nancy, F-O-R-D. 5'3" to 5'7", 100 to 120 pounds. Last time anyone has seen or heard from her, like I said, has been May 10th, 2004. So that's 20 years ago. Unknown, Tarina was last seen at approximately 1 a.m. at a family member's residence in the vicinity of the 8900 block of North Michelle Street in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Once again, Tarina was last seen at approximately 1 a.m. at a family member's residence in the vicinity of the 8900 block of North Michelle Street in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. She has black hair, brown eyes. She has her nose pierced, and a scar on her right leg and her left leg. So a nose piercing, and then she has a scar on her right and left leg. Mode of transportation, they say that she was last seen on foot. So once again, Tarina Hopgood, female, black, currently would be 52 years old, and she's been missing for 24 years. If you have any information, call Milwaukee Police again at 414-935-7405. 414-935-7405. Hit them up. And another one here. I'm going to do this one, and then I'm going to go get me another cup of coffee and probably make me some toast or something. Heather L. Archer, female, white, Caucasian. She's been missing for about 8 years. She went missing on July 8th, 2016. Once again, Heather L. Archer, 5'6", 150 to 160 pounds. White Caucasian. Last known location was Milwaukee, Wisconsin, fire 3222 in Milwaukee County. Missing person has not been seen or heard from since July 8, 2016. She has brown hair, and they're saying it's like her hair is greasy or curly. She has hazel-colored eyes, a piercing above the top of her lip. She has a scar on the right or left arm. It says they're not sure. It says scar on the right or left arm. A butterfly with a tribal design on lower back. So I'm not trying to be funny or whatever, but it sounds like she, what do they used to call them, tramp stamps or whatever and shit, another stereotype. And I'm not saying that at all. It just made me think of that, just like them stereotypes, like, because that's where my mind went. Butterfly tattoo on the lower back, you know what I'm saying? That's because when I first heard that, I'm like, what, that shit don't even make sense. Like, I don't know. I just thought that's a dumb stereotype, but whatever. Yep, so Heather L. Archer, female white Caucasian. If you have heard or seen from her, she would be 35 years old, 5'6", 150 to 160 pounds. Contact information. Let's see if there's any other. Now they got a lot of different photos of her. She's changed her appearance a lot. There's a photo here where she's got like black short hair, and then another one where it looks like it's like whitish. And then another picture, it's like long, and then here's another picture where it's like kind of blondish, so that she looks like she's changing her appearance a lot or whatever. So if you have any information on her, once again, call Milwaukee Police Department, 414-935-7405. You can holler at Kiana Vines once again. So 414-935-7405. Yeah, it's time for a little break. And then we'll get back to these in a second. So we're gonna switch it up a little bit from the missing report. We're gonna talk about Dontre Hamilton. I don't know if y'all are familiar with the Dontre Hamilton case here in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. He was killed by an officer, by a Milwaukee police officer. Dontre was just taking a break, taking a rest on a park bench down there in Red Arrow Park. You guys can look this case up if you're not from Milwaukee and not familiar with the story. But he was murdered by this cop, someone at the Starbucks that's attached right there to the park, called the police saying that there was some homeless guy, you know, sleeping outside or whatever. And so the police came there, you know what I mean? And then things got ugly or whatever, and they ended up killing him. Officer wasn't convicted, and I remember that day. I never forget it, because I, as a matter of fact, I had been out a year. You know what else is crazy? I was thinking about that last night, just some random thought, but like, because you know, like George Floyd was killed on my birthday, which now to me, every time, like, that's one of the first things I think about, like, on my birthday. I'm like, man, like, dude, like, that's fucked up, man. Like, that shit happened on my birthday. And then I'm thinking, like, how Dontre Hamilton was murdered on my brother's birthday, which is April 30th. Just like, man, like, that shit's just strange. That's some weird shit. But, so I wanted to play this Dontre Hamilton's clip because, you know, the anniversary's come up. I don't like calling that an anniversary, but, you know, his death, you know, was April 30th, so that's coming up, you know, on a 10-year anniversary here. So I thought we should revisit that case and that situation. I know how we can forget about things. There's so much that happens in the world, right? Things just kind of get, I ain't gonna say forgotten, but you know, there's so much information, you know, things kind of take a backseat or whatever. But I'm gonna play this clip here, and yeah, let's go.
That train was stolen from me, and I don't want another family to have the experience what my family did.
That is Maria Hamilton, the mother of Dr. Hamilton, on her mission of fighting for change as a somber milestone prosecutor. Next Tuesday, April 30th, will be 10 years since the death of Dr. A. It became one of the most explosive cases in this city's history. It resulted in a civil rights lawsuit against the city, a multi-million dollar settlement for the family, and a Milwaukee police officer fired but never charged. The 31-year-old Hamilton, who suffered from schizophrenia, was shot and killed 14 times in a confrontation with Officer Christopher Manning in Red Arrow Park. 1 year later, still grieving, Maria Hamilton boarded a bus for Washington with dozens of supporters. She led the Million Moms March, an event supporting moms nationwide who've lost children to the hands of police.
Yeah, I remember when that shit happened, because I, like I said, I had just got out. I had been out for a little over a year and like 2 weeks. I was working at Carnivore. Shout out Carnivore, downtown Milwaukee. I was working there, and I remember, because I used to walk to work every day, because I had, you know, my apartment was downtown. So I would just walk, and I remember going to work that day, and I just remember just seeing all the police cars and the ambulances and shit, you know, the paramedics and all that shit. And just remember just being taped off. And I remember getting to work and telling one of my coworkers, I was like, yeah, because we hadn't really known what had happened yet. It was just, chaos. I was like, something's going on over at Red Arrow Park and shit. They got police tape up, and there's a bunch of, sirens and police cars and shit. And, yeah, I never, that's, man, seems like that was just yesterday. Yep.
And today, the work continues, much of it with her family and Mothers for Justice United. It's a group she founded. A reporter who covers Northern. The county is Gideon Verdeen. Gideon's covered this story from the very beginning. Today he spoke with Maria Hamilton. He says Gideon's, tells Gideon her determination to grieve.
Happy Saturday, y'all. We made it, man. Enjoy your weekend.
Andre Hamilton was killed right here 10 years ago. In fact, this park bench is dedicated to him. As an editor at the time for TMJ4, I remember that breaking news morning. A black man shot 14 times in Red Arrow Park. That year, 2014, Eric Garner, Tamir Rice, and Michael Brown were also killed by police.
You know what else is crazy, too? I'm not going to stop the video anymore, but what's crazy, too, because I remember when I got to work that day, I'm not trying to, make this about race, but I'm just trying to tell you what was going through my head, my thoughts. Because, like, after I found out what happened, right, I was just like, just the next, like, well, the rest of that day, and then just, like, the next few days after that, it was just weird. You know, because you're hoping to not go in there and hear anyone say anything disrespectful or racist. You know what I'm saying? Because I was there with, like, 90% of the people there were white. You know, I'd say about 80, because we had some Latin, people, a couple bussers, Latin dishwasher, stuff like that, but mostly everyone else is white. So it was all, going in and you're just, worrying about some white person there saying something sensitive or saying some shit like how a lot of white people always say when, when someone's black, and they're involved in a situation, they always want to blame the black person or think that they did something wrong. You know what I'm saying? Like, if we get shot or something like that, or something bad, or we go to jail, they're like, oh, well, they deserved it. They must have did something wrong. You know what I'm saying? Just automatically their brain sides with police officers or whatever. Think, you know what I'm saying? Just automatically. And now it's come, proven that there's a lot of dirty cops out here, like I was saying, that seemed like there was a narrative, oh, there's a few bad cops. There's a few bad, no. That narrative is old now and it's outdated, because there's more than a few bad cops out here. We just need to say there's some bad cops out here. You know what I'm saying? Like I had said on an earlier episode, I think it was probably a few weeks ago or something, if you look up the amount of police stations there are in this country, I don't care how big, how small, how big the city, the town is, or whatever, right? If you add up every police station in the United States of America, right? From big to small, I think it's a safe bet, and I think everyone would agree that you would have at least one bad slash dirty cop, whatever you want to call them, at each police station right throughout this country. And there's thousands and thousands and thousands of police stations. So if you just have one dirty cop on every, that's a lot of bad cops walking around out here with badges, guns, billy clubs, tasers, walkie-talkies, a pen, a pad, the ability to change, you know, doctor, alter, police reports. They do it in prison. You get conduct reports in prison. There's been times where, like, the CO, like, just add stuff in there, exaggerate things and stuff like that and shit like that to get people in trouble. That shit happens.
I got a chance to sit with two mothers who continue their work to find justice for their sons.
This weekend is to bring us together.
On April 30th, 2014, Maria Hamilton became an activist after her son, Dontre Hamilton, was shot and killed by a Milwaukee police officer. Through her organization, Mothers for Justice, she brought change to policing in the city.
We've been dedicated to improvement and being a part of the change that we want for this city.
This morning, the Mothers for Justice met for a private healing, the kickoff for Dontre Day. The Hamilton family continues to push for police reform in Milwaukee and the entire country. Seeing her work selflessly in the community firsthand, I asked her how she keeps going after a decade.
10 years ago, I didn't even know me. Now I know who I am, what I'm here for, and whose I am.
Giving the credit to God and the community, Ms. Hamilton knows the work must continue.
We ain't going nowhere. Dontre was stolen from me. And I don't want another family to have the experience what my family did.
Tamir Rice, killed at the age of 12, will be 22 today. His mother is here to support the Hamiltons as she herself continues to seek justice.
I still have no indictment from my son, and these officers are still walking around. It makes me feel disgusted that I know that some of these officers, law enforcement, is able to take our lives and nothing will happen to them.
Dutch.
And you know what else happens a lot of time too? When police officers do get disciplined or they get fired or whatever for doing bullshit, they end up getting moved around and transferred to other police stations, whether it's a smaller one and stuff like that. Matter of fact, I'm going to do an episode on that, you know, where officers have been fired or terminated or let go from certain districts or areas or whatever, and then they end up resurfacing. That happened with the officers in the Dahmer case. There's been some other cases here, and we'll do those too, where they ended up getting fired and then resurfacing somewhere else after, like, you know, everything calms down or whatever. You know what I'm saying? So we're gonna finish this video up. But y'all look into that Dontre Hamilton case. That 10-year anniversary is coming up, April 30th here. But yeah.
Trey's older brothers miss him dearly and hope Dontre Day will resonate with us all.
Miss his tenacity, right? The way he would make us smile. It's sad that that's been taken away from us, but we want to continue to show people who he was on a day-to-day basis.
Gideon Verdeen, TMJ4 News.
That's peace, too. They got a new brother and shit working at TMJ4 and shit. Dude's got like braids and shit, you know what I'm saying? It seems like they're letting him just be himself, is my point. You see, you still gotta say letting him. Because if they would have told dude, hey man, you gotta cut your hair, you gotta, you know what I'm saying? That type of shit. But that's another story for another day. You know what I'm saying? But gonna get going for now, and we will continue this. So I'm gonna read y'all some information, right? Because they're gonna have Dontre Day here in Milwaukee, April 30th. That's coming up. So what we're gonna do is read some information here and let you guys know about the community event today. It's actually April 27th. I said it was April 28th, my bad, y'all. So I'm gonna read this. It's promoting peace on Dontre Day. With the 10th anniversary of her son's death on April 30th, Maria Hamilton and her supporters want to use Dontre Day as a time to honor her son's memory and to promote peace and unity in Milwaukee. Each year, community members come together at Red Arrow Park to celebrate the life of Dontre Hamilton. This year's activities include a rescreening of The Blood is at the Doorstep, a documentary highlighting the Hamilton family's fight for justice at the Oriental Theater, 2230 North Farwell Avenue at 7 p.m. on Friday, April 26th. So that was last night, obviously, so you won't be able to make that. A community event will be held at Red Arrow Park from noon to 6 p.m. on Saturday, April 27th. Michelle and I will be present at that. The family also is hosting a fundraiser dinner from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. on Sunday, April 28th at Trendsetters, 6633 West Mill Road. Once again, a community event will be held at Red Arrow Park from noon to 6 p.m. on Saturday, April 27th, which I will be in attendance. The family also is hosting a fundraiser dinner from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. on Sunday, April 28th at Trendsetters, 6633 West Mill Road. Maria Hamilton said mothers from around the world who have lost children to violence will be in Milwaukee this weekend to support each other. She said her work with Mothers for Justice United, a group she founded to provide therapy and other support for women, Dontre Day, and other advocacy efforts are part of her healing process, but most important, they support the change she wants to see. Excuse me. We have to keep fighting for policy change to be the city we know we can be instead of being known as the worst place to raise a black child, Hamilton said. It's a daily uphill battle, but I'm in it for the long haul. So, yeah. So they're going to be having Dontre Day. You know what I'm saying? And that's going to be today, Red Arrow Park, from noon to 6 p.m. So, like I said, me and Michelle are going to go to that. And then they're also hosting a fundraiser dinner from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. on Sunday, April 28th at Trendsetters, and that is at 6633 West Mill Road. So go and check that out. Go and check that out. Yeah, Michelle and I will definitely be at the event at Red Arrow Park. So yeah, we're gonna get going with that for now. And get back with y'all later. Enjoy the little Coltrane, Miles Davis, and enjoy your weekend, you know what I'm saying? And appreciate you guys listening. Man, I love Saturdays. Also enjoy the Neely full eclipse, the Paul Moon eclipse, and whatever other clips we put in. Enjoy the music, you know what I'm saying? And thanks for listening. I'm gonna see what happened to this officer that killed Dontre Hamilton, because he was not even charged or none of that shit. He's just walking around out here amongst us. He probably got a police job somewhere else. We're gonna look and see what that guy is doing now. Okay, we'll just Google search it.
Officer Christopher Manny. According to Wikipedia, on April 30, 2014, Dontre Hamilton was shot and killed by police officer Christopher Manny at Red Arrow Park in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. No charges were brought, but Manny was fired from the force. As a result of the shooting and subsequent protests, Milwaukee police officers were equipped with body cameras.
Okay, let's see what's up with Christopher Manny. Let's see what he's doing nowadays out here.
Okay, I'm going to play this clip from back then where they're talking about how Christopher Manny was not charged with Dontre Hamilton's killing.
All the witness statements, he is confident that what occurred at Red Arrow Park is that Dontre Hamilton took the officer Christopher Manny's baton and actually struck the officer with that baton. And in return, the district attorney says that the officer was justified in using deadly force. Deputies guarded the county safety building meeting room where District Attorney John Chisholm announced the fate of Officer Christopher Manny.
Based on all the facts, all the circumstances.
First of all, John Chisholm, dude's a bitch. He has a history of not charging cops, white citizens, people that do bullshit to black people. He has a history of not charging people. Go look him up. I'm not making this stuff up. So if people want to be upset at me for pointing this stuff out, I don't care. Yeah, D.A. John Chisholm has a history of bullshit.
Present to a reasonable officer in Officer Manny's position at the time the circumstance occurred.
Just listen to his lousy ass talk.
Was privileged and was justified.
The D.A. says this is what happened based on compiled witness reports.
A violent encounter occurred between Officer Manny and Mr. Hamilton. B, during the course of that struggle, Officer Manny deployed his baton. C, during the course of the further struggle, he was disarmed of that baton. And then some of the witnesses observed Mr. Hamilton actually strike Officer Manny or attempt to strike Officer Manny.
This chart released today illustrates where Dontre Hamilton was struck with bullets, hit with 13, possibly 14 shots.
The same weapon P.O. Manny used?
Chisholm used this video to show just how quickly an officer can empty a clip. Less than 3 seconds. The DA addressed criticism that it took this long to reach a decision. He says he received this essential, independent expert report just last week.
No one gives a shit about an independent report, man. You're the DA, man. The officer killed him, shot him, emptied his clip on him, man.
Thanks for listening to today's episode. We really appreciate it and enjoy this music.
Yeah, poops. Hoodie season, my G. They should know what time it is. Feel me. What up, Buzzula? What up, Cuzzula? You can get popped if you're skinny or you're chubby. Hop, catch me on the push if the cush look fuzzy. Push, ain't stand a gentleman. Everybody love me. Catch me in a Chevrolet. Every day thinking of a better way. A long way from robberies and getaways. Struggling. Cocaine and baking soda bubbling. Do it for my homies on trial versus the government of the United States. On the creek, don't sleep. Stay wide awake.
Stay wide awake.
Life is like chess, but never forget the checkers. Now the jump, hit the pump, or hit the drop. That's the trade pound. On the trade eight, leave a few of your styles. Couldn't keep trade safe. Let it do what it do, but if you don't get it done, then you should do something new. Hit my homies, get it in, then I'ma do something too.
You know me.
Matter of fact, I'ma do something first. You can set it off, I'ma do something worse. Yeah. I'm just trying to get cash, live or die, six letters with a dash.
D-block.
These taste good, but it's better with the hash. Make the Channel 5 show, yeah, the veterans are mash.
Mash.
Yeah, I might brag, but it's never about cash. If I got it, then my homie don't, I gotta move fast.
Feel me.
One for all, all for one, brand Nubians. In them hotel rooms with Peruvians, Cubans, Colombians, Dominicans, hooligans. If I'm in a spot, then you know I got the Ruger in. SP the ghost, she couldn't walk in the shoes of men. What up?
Thanks for listening. Go enjoy the weather. Go enjoy them NBA playoffs.
or whatever it is you're doing this weekend, stay safe, and I'll holler at you soon. Peace.